Merry Christmas, everybody. It seems strange to say that still, and yet it still holds true even now. Today is the 12th day of Christmas, my true love said to me, and we are continuing on the way. Now the Feast of Epiphany dawns upon us, and this is the fulfillment of all of our Christmas hopes. Indeed, for a significant part of Christian history, the Epiphany was considered a more important feast than Christmas. And we will see why, in the sense that all the things that we've been celebrating up until now have been things that a few people experience. Whether it was just Mary and Joseph or a few people around them or the animals at the side of the crib. Whether it was just a few shepherds and some dazed sheep in the countryside of Judea. Or whether it was some individuals who might have heard our Lord teaching in the temple. It was a small-scale deal. Our Lord was not yet revealed to further people who could tell the whole world. His divinity was not made clearly apparent. And this is what we celebrate today. Because Epiphany is a Greek word that means manifestation. And in fact, it celebrates three great mysteries. Not just the coming of the Magi. Three mysteries, in fact, so great and so important to us that their celebration is spread out over 3 weeks. And so we hear the first of them this week. We'll hear the second next week. And then the third the following Sunday. So what are these three mysteries of the Epiphany, which we celebrate as the manifestation of the Lord? They are the adoration of the Magi, this idea that people from many hundreds of miles away knew that a king would be born to Israel, and they came to adore him with gifts. Second is the baptism of our Lord in the River Jordan. In this, our Lord was made manifest in the sense of the voice of the Father in heaven coming down and saying, "This is my beloved Son." And John the Baptist saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Then our Lord was pointed out as being more than just an ordinary man. But even then, he still disappeared into the desert to fast and pray alone. Finally, 2 weeks from now, we will hear the gospel of the wedding feast at Cana, when our Lord turned water into wine, showing his power and beginning his mission to redeem the world with his teaching and with his passion. So today is all about manifestation, showing who Jesus is. In the three gifts, we learn who Jesus is, the three gifts that the Magi bring: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold is the gift for a king. Frankincense, the gift for a priest to offer in the temple, but also it is offered to him as God. And finally, myrrh, an anointing perfume for death and burial. It shows that he will have the sad life of a prophet and that he will suffer for our redemption. Christ is priest, prophet, and king for us. This is what he was born to be, and this is what he is manifested as for us today. But if we are all baptized and united with Jesus Christ, how can we understand the importance of manifestation, of epiphany in our own lives? We might reflect on our own spiritual experiences, our own encounters with God. We might look at those first times when we had an inkling that God was a person who interacted with us, who had some importance that we should show him. And perhaps there was that first moment that we adored him in our hearts, offering him our meager gifts. In this we can see the visit of the Magi to our Lord Jesus Christ. The first time and any time we are attentive to his word, whether it's in scripture or whether it's in another person we meet, and in our hearts we bow down and adore that amazing presence we encounter. Perhaps he is manifested to us like in his baptism, when we feel that we have been redeemed of our sins. Our Lord was not baptized to be forgiven sins, but to associate with us sinners and to purify the waters of baptism. Whenever we have an experience of his forgiveness, whether it was in our baptism or in the sacrament of penance, whenever we experience Jesus Christ showing us his mercy and kindness, even if it's just in the image of the divine mercy, we see him manifested at his baptism. And we hear his father say, "This is my beloved son." Finally, we might experience the manifestation of our Lord in the changing of water into wine, whenever by the Lord's gift we experience some particular joy in an experience of life, or if we are feeling spiritually fed through the Eucharist or through some good thing that we have learned about our Lord or any of the mysteries of the faith, or whether our working with another person, are helping another person or listening to them because they were in need. When we have this experience of being spiritually fed, we experience that manifestation of Jesus Christ turning the water into wine, knowing that he has the power to transform our lives into whatever he needs from us. These are the different ways that we can experience God, and he is seeking to give us these experiences, even if they are not the definition of the spiritual life. They're a great help. We can't deny it. And he seeks this intimacy with all of us. He seeks to reveal himself, just as he did in history. Finally, we might consider how we ourselves are manifested to the world as Christians. Because if we are united to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is a person who is manifested to the world as God and man, as Savior and Redeemer, as our brother, what does that mean for us? How are we manifested to the world? Do people know that we are Christians by looking at us? Perhaps not simply by looking at us, but by seeing our demeanor, how we act, how we treat others, how we listen and care, how we transform our passions into something beautiful for God. Do we live for him? And can others see it? Especially those close to us, those to whom it's easy to let our guard down and just be our grumpy old selves. Can they see that it is Jesus Christ who lives in us and not we ourselves? Is it Jesus Christ who is manifest when people encounter us, so that their hearts then might be moved to adore him, to seek his forgiveness, and to be fed on his word? Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever.